Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
There's much to do as we kick off another busy day here in CJ Country. That's why we bring you an hour of news and information producers need. Take us with you in the barn, on the tractor, or in the truck. We're with you wherever you go. Let's get the show started with Andrew McCray and American Countryside.
Everyone knows that much of the nation's gold is at Fort Knox. Or is it? That's the question many wondered a few decades back. We got to the bottom of the story on this edition of the American Countryside.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Paid for by U.S. Medical Supply.
Call 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936. Again, 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
There's a lot of gold at Fort Knox. Or is there?
Rumors came to a head in the early 70s that there was no gold in the gold vault, and that's because of an action taken by President Nixon.
Local historian Paul Urbans explains that in the 1960s, French President Charles de Gaulle wanted to exchange his country's U.S. currency for gold. Nixon suspended the ability to convert dollars into gold, though, in 1971.
So automatically, people started thinking, if foreign countries can't turn their money into gold, maybe there is no gold.
As a result, the vault was opened to some members of the general public.
In 1974, media and some of the congressmen and so forth were allowed in to inspect to make sure that there was, in fact, gold still left in the gold vault.
Paul says there's another reason, though, to believe the gold is all there.
Now, the gold at Fort Knox is coin gold. It's made up of melting down gold coins and gold trinkets and things like that. I am firmly convinced that all the original gold that was shipped there is still there, simply because we're the only country in the world with coin gold.
Paul is retired military from Fort Knox. His job once afforded him the opportunity to go inside.
I never did want to go in there because they make you sign a book saying that you will not say anything about anything you've seen or anything you've heard on that visit.
And Paul never wanted his name on any such piece of paper. Traveling the countryside near Fort Knox, Kentucky, I'm Andrew McCray.
We need to take a quick break. We'll be back with Tony St. James and Agriculture Today.
Get ready to save big during the Hustler Spring Sales event. From April 15th through May 31st, save up to $350 on Raptor Series and up to $550 on Fast Track Series zero-turn mowers. Built tough and engineered for long-lasting performance, Hustler mowers are made to keep you mowing season after season. Visit Larry Romance & Son in Arcade, Sheridan, or Woodhull and shop the Hustler Spring Sales event today. Offer valid April 15th through May 31st of 2026. Or while supplies last. See dealer for details.
CJ Country presents the CJ Country Record. It's your new quick read bulletin that's 100% local, just like CJ Country. Every month, dive into Terry Clifford's studio diaries, discover fun new places to explore with Past the Last Stoplight, and meet your neighbors in People You Should Know. Plus, the latest community calendar and Jimmy Jam's Jam Session Spotlight. The CJ Country Record, free in print and digital. Pick up your copy today at locations like
Silver Lake Family Restaurant in Warsaw and John and Sarah's in Perry.
You're listening to Agriculture Today.
You know, we have been since 2023
in a much lower return environment than we were in the 2 to 3 crop years leading into that period, particularly the highs that we saw in 2022.
Nick Paulson is an agricultural economist from the University of Illinois.
And so we're dealing with lower returns that are caused by, again, not historically low or, prices that are lower than what we would expect from a long-term average perspective, but lower than where we were at and lower than where we saw production costs adjust up to in 2022 and 2023. Those costs have come down a little bit, but they haven't declined as much as we've seen on the price side.
And when it comes to this ad hoc help, it really comes down to whether or not the nation has the money. House Appropriations Committee advancing the 2027 Ag FDA funding bill last week, moving another major spending measure forward while adjusting support across USDA agencies. Now, the bill cleared committee with bipartisan support now heads toward possible House floor consideration. The measure provides $22.5 billion for USDA. That's $675 million less than the enacted level from last year. Funding for APHIS holding steady, $1.158 billion. AMS reduced by $6.8 million to $201 million. Farm Service Agency funded at $1.1 billion, down $19 million. And NRCS had $800 million, down $50 million. U.S. soybean crush increased in March as processors turned more beans into crude and refined oil. USDA said soybean crush, 227 million bushels, up from 214 in February and 207 million a year earlier. Now, it did push oil production higher. Crude soybean oil output, 2.64 billion pounds in March, up 6% from February, 7% more than 1 year ago. Canola processing also strengthened. Canola crush at 225,000 tons in March, above both February and 1 year earlier. Monthly report points to stronger oilseed processing in soybeans and canola, while animal fat output remained weaker. And new county level maps from the University of Illinois show Farm Bill Title I payments reached most of rural America from 2014 through 2023, largest totals concentrated in a relatively small number of counties. Updated Policy Design Lab found 97% of counties received some payments, yet only 24 topped $100 million, while 197 counties exceeded $50 million. But the bottom line is expenses aren't coming down.
You know, the concern right now, particularly since the Iran conflict began at the end of February, there's probably even less optimism than we would have had 2 months ago about, further downward adjustments in those costs. In fact, all expectations would be for continued increases, some impact on the 26 crop year, but then bigger potential impacts as we look ahead to 2027.
It's Agriculture Today.
Attention seniors on Medicare and Medicaid, or receiving extra help for your prescription drugs. We have great news. You can change or enroll into a Medicare plan every 3 months if you qualify, all from the comfort and safety of your own home, over the phone. No one even needs to come to your home. And in minutes, we'll tell you all about some additional new Medicare benefits for you, like dental, vision, hearing, transportation, and more. Call us. We'll explain all your new Medicare benefits. Premiums are as low as $0 per month. Even if you are not paying anything for your coverage now, you need to call our licensed agents to review your plan. There are zero-cost plans available in some areas. Don't wait till next year. Get all the Medicare benefits you deserve. Call a licensed agent today.
800-793-1960. 800-793-1960. That's 800-793-1960. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans.
CJ Country's bringing you news you can use down on the farm. Up next, we join Max Armstrong and the Farm Progress America Report after this short break.
Farming and maintaining your property is a year-round job, and it's easier with the right equipment and support from Java Farm Supply. From feeding livestock in the field to keeping things running in the shop, Java Farm Supply has everything you need to stay productive. They offer genuine AgCo parts and certified service expertise you can count on, because the work never stops, and neither do they. Visit Java Farm Supply in Batavia, North Java, or Yorkshire, or shop online anytime. Java Farm Supply, your local family-owned source for genuine AgCo parts and service.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Titan International, makers of Goodyear farm tires, and Titan wheels. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. If you're sitting down to corned beef and cabbage tonight, you're part of a great American food tradition. But the history behind that meal might surprise you. I'll explain when we come back. Stop feeling the pinch and put an end to yield loss in the pinch rows with Goodyear Farm Tires with Titan LSW technology. Producers who switched to LSW technology recovered yield losses, gaining 15 bushels per acre right out of the gate in the pinch rows. On an 80-acre field, that's an extra $1,200. Scale it to 2,000 acres, you're looking at $30,000 more revenue every year. That pays off the LSW investment plus some. And what about the end rows? They're not a wash or cost of doing business anymore. They jumped by 13 bushels per acre in the end rows with less ponding and stronger, more uniform stands. Plus, Titan's expert support team is there from day one, helping you fine-tune air pressure and optimize performance. Stop feeling the pinch and put LSW technology to work on your farm. Find your local Goodyear and Titan Farm Tire dealer today at titan-intl.com. Here's a fun fact for you as you fire up your slow cooker today. Corned beef and cabbage is not really an Irish dish. It's an American one, born out of immigration, economics, and the beef industry. Back in Ireland, cattle were too valuable to slaughter for food. They pulled the plow, produced milk, and built dairy herds. Beef was a luxury, and it was mostly exported to England under British agricultural policies. Working-class Irish ate salted pork and bacon, paired with potatoes and cabbage. That was the traditional Irish meal, and in Ireland today, it still is. The Great Famine, driven by the potato blight of the 1840s, forced a mass migration of Irish to America. More than 1 million people died and millions more left their home country. They arrived in cities like New York and Boston, poor, discriminated against, and looking for affordable food in a strange country. Traditional salt pork was expensive here, but beef brisket, salt cured with large grains of rock salt, which is where the word corned comes from, was cheap and widely available. Irish immigrants settling in cities found themselves living near Jewish communities, and it was at Jewish butcher shops and lunch carts that many first tasted corned beef brisket. The texture reminded them of the cured pork back home. Cabbage was paired with it simply because it was one of the cheapest vegetables available, and the whole meal could be cooked in one pot. Over generations, the dish became a marker of Irish-American identity, and St. Patrick's Day became its annual showcase. According to the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, retail corned beef sales spike roughly ninefold in dollar terms from February to March. Two-thirds of all corned beef sales by volume happen in the 4 weeks surrounding St. Patrick's Day. It is, without question, the single biggest moment of the year for beef brisket at the retail counter. I'll have more when we come back.
The Western New York Energy Shelby Ethanol Plant invites corn growers to call toll-free 866-610-6705 for the current corn bid and to discuss corn contracting options. The company also offers transportation services. Ask about an on-farm price for your corn or a quote for any of your other commodity transportation needs. Picked up and delivered pricing and other information about the company's high-quality, low-fat dairy distillers grain can be obtained by calling 798-9693. Western New York Energy is proud to be partnering with New York farmers to produce clean, renewable, and domestic energy.
Corned beef and cabbage. It's a St. Patrick's Day special, and a dish that isn't really Irish at all, but became one of America's enduring food traditions, built on immigrant ingenuity, affordable beef, and the economics of a new country. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Titan International. Visit Titan-INTL to find a dealer near you. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
We are here Monday through Saturday with our CJ Agribusiness Report. We do appreciate you tuning in. This family has been bringing news to farmers from across the Northeast for more than 40 years. It's the Ag Radionet Farm News with Tom and Tim, up next after these messages.
If you operate heavy equipment for a living, you know downtime means you're not making money. That's when successful operators turn to Caledonia Diesel. Their team of techs has what it takes to keep your trucks, construction, or farm equipment on the job. Their 22 bays are fully equipped to handle everything from repairing or rebuilding engines, drivetrains, or suspensions. They can even do paint and body work, along with a huge in-stock parts department. Check it out online, CaledoniaDiesel.com, or stop in Simpson Road in Caledonia.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News. I'm Tom Cassidy with Tim Slezarczyk.
Soybean cyst nematodes are among the most challenging diseases for soybean growers. If you're a soybean grower, it's an appropriate time to take soil samples and have them tested for the nematode. There are some free testing available. In Pennsylvania, soybean cyst nematode has been confirmed in at least one field in 12 counties. It's considered the most damaging soybean pathogen both here and in Canada. The nematode can go unnoticed for many years. Proactive approach to soybean cyst nematode management requires soil testing, even when the crop looks healthy. Potential yield losses associated with the nematode infestation can reach 50%. Nematode survives in soil for many years, even without a host. Long-distance dispersal of the nematodes occurs through movement of soil and infected roots that carry cysts and eggs. You can only know if it's present in your fields through scouting and soil testing to determine whether it has a presence. Scouting can be done 6 weeks after planting by digging out roots with a shovel and looking for females. These can be seen with the naked eye. They appear as small, white, lemon-shaped structures along the roots. But soil testing is another way that provides quantitative information about population levels. Soil samples can be collected at any time during the growing season if nematodes are suspected of affecting your crop. They can be attained by collecting soil cores at a depth of 6 to 8 inches in a zigzag pattern in your fields. It's recommended at least 20 cores for areas of 20 acres or less. Samples can also target areas at high risk of introduction, like field entryways, areas prone to flooding, low-yielding areas near buildings where equipment is stored, and high pH areas. For each field, break up, combine, and thoroughly mix the core soils in a bucket, then place at least 2 pints of soil in a sealable bag. Keep those samples away from heat and direct sunlight. Refrigerate them until they're submitted to a nematology lab. If you're in Pennsylvania, you can send them to the Extension's agronomy team, where they offer plant parasitic nematode testing for soybean growers across the Commonwealth, thanks to support from Pennsylvania's Soybean Board.
And now another episode of One Soil to Live.
I just can't let you keep treating it like dirt, Claude.
Well, you know I don't mean to, Samantha. It's just I...
It's just what? You don't know it's alive?
Well, I...
Well, it is alive. And if you want to get the most out of it, you'll follow these four principles to keep it healthy and functioning.
All right, Samantha. I'm listening.
First, keep it covered. And keep living roots in it throughout the year with diverse plants and rotations. And finally, disturb it as little as possible.
And if I do as you say, Samantha...
If you do, Claude, I have a feeling it'll be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
There's an amazing amount of life in healthy soil. More importantly, that life can help make our nation's farms more productive, profitable, and resilient. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
Last week, the U.S. House passed the Rural Broadband Protection Act. The NTCA, or the Rural Broadband Association, applauding congressional passage of this act, aiming to strengthen oversight of providers that seek federal broadband funding. The measure, which was approved by the Senate earlier this year, heads to the President's desk for final signature. The legislation requires more vigorous vetting of applicants to the Federal Communication Commission's high-cost Universal Service Fund program, which ensures recipients can deliver reliable service in rural areas. According to Mike Romano, the CEO of NTCA, rural Americans deserve high-quality broadband access from providers who are capable of delivering on the promises that they make. He added, the stronger screening of providers is just good public policy and common sense. NTCA represents roughly 850 community-based telecommunications companies. He said the bill supports accountable investment in improved connectivity for rural communities, where dependable broadband access remains critical for economic growth and for daily life.
Seed Innovation Protection Alliance seed company members invest 15% of sales into new seed innovations for your cereal acres. Check the bag for certified seed or single-use agreement restrictions so you don't step over the line. Or talk to your seed dealer. Plant breeders develop better, stronger genetics for your farm. So let's reinvest together to improve yields and quality. Without your patronage and trust, seed companies wouldn't be able to continually develop new genetics, traits, seed treatments, and other innovations to meet your needs.
Why do you listen?
It's just nice to have local.
I listen from 8 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock at night.
I just want to stay informed while I'm on the go.
It keeps me up to date with everything going on in the world.
When you put the lights on the barn, the radio went on.
It moves pretty quick so I can get the message and get on with my day.
Oh, listen in the barn, skid loader, tractor, and just about anywhere you can.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
It pays to plan your ag taxes throughout the year to pay less at the end of the year. Call the Ag Tax Specialists at Farm Credit East. Made in agriculture.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News, a voice for farmers of the Northeast.
Bill Baker will join us in just a few minutes with Dairy Radio Now. Just ahead, it's Jeff Ishii with today's On the Farm Report after this quick break.
Have you ever had questions you wanted to ask a pastor but felt embarrassed to ask them? Questions about taboo issues like your sex life or politics or addiction or drinking, pornography, depression, suicide, or anxiety? Hi, I'm Pastor Mike Novotny, and I've written a book called Taboo that deals with all of these tough topics head on. In my book, you'll learn how God's Word, the Bible, will give you clarity, healing, forgiveness, and hope, even in life's most difficult moments. Email books at pureradio.org to request your free copy today. It's just that simple. Email books at pureradio.org. Learn what God says about all these topics and more by requesting your free copy today.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Well, today's program is made possible in part by a longtime sponsor of On the Farm Radio, and we appreciate their support, FeedWorks USA. They provide specialty feed ingredients for the livestock industry. More information at FeedWorksUSA.com.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Well, farmers with a disability have a great resource available through the U.S. Department of Agriculture and a program called AgriBility. It allows farmers to continue farming even though they do have a disability. That's according to Brad Ryan of the National Institute of Food and Agriculture.
The program does provide a lot of different services, and it's a range of things that take place in the agricultural setting that they would need some help with, trying to figure out how they're going to do that and accomplish those tasks.
Ryan says the program is supported at both the federal and state levels, and that's an important partnership.
What you'll do is you'll have the agricultural extension people whose primary background is in everything related to agricultural production, and then they'll work with a nonprofit disability which has a strong background in accommodating disabilities in agriculture.
Brad Rain with the National Institute of Food and Agriculture. If you'd like to get additional information about the USDA program called AgriBility, just call your local office of cooperative extension.
You are listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Today's program is made possible by the Family Forest Carbon Program, which hopes to empower family forest owners to improve forest health and help the planet. The Family Forest Carbon Program connects family forest owners to expert forestry support and annual payments they need to make a positive conservation impact on their land. Information at familyforestcarbon.org.
There's a man in our town who loves to plant and care for trees. We call him Mr. Arbor. A few years ago, we lost some of our trees in a storm. It was Mr. Arbor who organized volunteers and showed us how to care for the damaged trees and plant new ones. You can make a difference in your town, too. For your free Conservation Trees booklet, call the Arbor Day Foundation toll-free 1-800-932-1433. Or write the Arbor Day Foundation, Nebraska City, Nebraska.
On the Farm Radio is pleased to promote and support the National FFA organization. Young people involved in agricultural education and leadership today will be our next generation of agriculturalists tomorrow. Contact your local FFA chapter to see how you can support our next generation of farmers and agribusiness leaders. More information at ffa.org.
More rural and agricultural news at our website, onthefarmradio.com. Our pearl of wisdom today is an old Spanish proverb. It tells us that it takes two to quarrel, but only one to end it. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.
Empire Livestock Market in Pavilion held a sale yesterday. Let's get an update of results.
Good morning, CJ Country. Here's your Empire Livestock Market report for May 4th. We had 75 cows, 85 calves, 2 Holstein feeders, 2 beef feeders, and 7 sheep. The Bob calves were $1.75 to $2.30. Grow calves over 92 pounds were $8.25 to $15.60. Grow calves 80 pounds to 92 pounds were $10 to $17. The beef cross bull calves were $12.50 to $22.80. Beef cross heifer calves were $15.50 to $23.10. The good cows today were $1.60 to $1.85. Lean cows were 20 cents to $1.59. The Holstein feeders were 41 cents to $1.85. And the beef feeders were $3.05 to $3.25. And the sheep were $1.2250 to $3.65 a pound. Our auctions at Empire Livestock are every Monday and Thursday at 12:30. This is Tony Perry. Thank you. And have a great day.
If you need manure handling equipment, you know who to call. Ortel Supply of Arcade. Ortel Supply has been a trusted name with farmers for over 55 years because they know how to treat customers right. The entire staff is grateful for the lasting relationships they've enjoyed with the farming community. Ortel Supply carries a fine line of manure management equipment. Names like Husky, Bell Metal, and Bazooka Farmstar. Call them toll-free at 877-496-5050. Ortel Supply on Liberty Street in Arcade.
Moving right along with this morning's edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report, it's time to get an update from Washington with the USDA report.
The first USDA crop progress report for May shows
latest developments include some drought relief in parts of the South and also some drier weather moving into the Midwest, but also chilly conditions at least for a few days in late April and early May.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says when it comes to corn and soybean planting for the period ending May 3rd,
despite some of the wet and cool weather in the Midwest in recent weeks, we remain ahead of the five-year average pace for planting. 38% of U.S. intended corn acreage planted by May 3rd, 4 points ahead of the five-year average of 34%, and now equal to this time a year ago. Soybeans, it kind of mirrors corn to this point, with the exception that there's more soybean acreage in the South, and so the numbers are skewed a little bit more towards that southern acreage. One-third of the U.S. intended soybean acreage planted by May 3rd, that 33% number compares to the five-year average of just 23% and last year's 28%.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
We've hit the midway point of today's CJ Agribusiness Report. There's lots of information still ahead, and that includes Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker coming next.
You wouldn't drive a car without a suspension, so why mow without it? Ferris zero-turn mowers set the bar with racing-inspired patented full suspension and integrated cutting decks. Go faster, cut better, ride smoother. And Bucks Motorsports is here to get you ready. From homeowners to professional landscapers, Bucks has a complete lineup of Ferris mowers to suit all needs. Visit Bucks Motorsports in Akron today and mow like a pro.
Come see us at Bucks Motorsports, CJ Country's premier power sports dealer.
Man, I should really clean that siding, but I don't have all weekend.
Or you could just call Wand Blaster's Mobile Wash. Does your home look a little green? Mildew and dirt don't just look bad. They can damage your siding, roof, and driveway. Stop wasting your weekend. Let the pros handle it. Wand Blasters uses a safe, professional soft wash system to bring back that wow factor. Driveways, roofs, siding, they do it all. Call Wand Blasters, 716-258-2031, or visit wandblasters.com.
Avon Power Equipment has everything you need to get your yard work done. Lawnmowers, riders, zero turns, chainsaws, string trimmers, gas blowers, tractors, snow blowers, and more from top brands like Bad Boy, Cub Cadet, Echo, Husqvarna, LS Tractor, Spartan, and others. Plus a full service team that has plenty of experience working on all brands and machines. Avon Power Equipment believes in the products they sell, which is why they offer a lifetime engine and powertrain coverage on all zero-turn mowers. Like and follow Avon Power Equipment on Facebook or stop on down 1533 Route 15 in Avon across from the flea market and drive-in for Avon Power Equipment.
It's time now for Inside Dairy, powered by Farm and Ranch Media, your fresh take on all things dairy. Now, here's your host, Susan Littlefield.
Welcome once again to Inside Dairy. This past week and a half, we've been hearing from Dr. Tom Earlywine. He's a director of nutritional services with Purina Mills. So we've been really focusing on what we're seeing in these heifers and setting them up for great success.
Most importantly on all of it, and this is always a challenge, especially if your closest option is a farm store, is to find a person that actually can help support that product. Calf and heifer specialist, for example, that can support what they are providing to you and understands what your needs are and what your goals are, and to make sure that you're provided with the proper product for your needs and goals for your operation.
Dr. Earlywine, one final question for you, because you alluded to it a little bit ago and you talked about beef on dairy. Those bull calves, should we be thinking about a different feeding process for these bull calves to prep them for ending up in a feedlot, or is that not the worry of the dairy producer if they're going to be selling them down the road?
Yeah, and that's and actually what the last part of your statement is, the big challenge that we have when it comes to my side of the business, so to speak, the young animal side, is that oftentimes ownership changes, whether it's even on heifers at times that happens, or at least they might you might maintain ownership, but it might go to a calf nursery facility where the calves are raised, and so you feel like out of sight, out of mind, so to speak. And we have to get rid of that mentality, because it's our supply chain, it's our product, that and it's our reputation when it comes to those things. And so we to just kind of pass it off and say it's now someone else's problem is a big challenge, and it's especially true with beef on dairy animals.
More Inside Dairy comes up right after this.
Download the Farm and Ranch Media mobile app today. Stay up to date with markets, ag weather, the latest news affecting agriculture, and much more. You can also listen back to past episodes of our farm programming from the American Ag Network, Agriculture of America, and Market Talk, along with podcasts such as American Ag Today, Cattle Chatter, Farm Unfiltered, Inside Dairy, and so much more. Search for Farm and Ranch Media in your Apple App Store or Google Play Store and download it for free today.
I greatly appreciate them coming and their time, what they've done, and I hope they can still keep on doing it for other people down the road.
Since 2006, Farm Rescue has helped to bridge the gap of crisis for farm and ranch families throughout the region. Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, haying, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes. Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org/donate today.
Welcome back now to Inside Dairy as we wrap up the conversation with Dr. Tom Earlywine, Director of Nutritional Services with Purina Mills, as we talk more about that beef on dairy.
Provided into the packers and provided into our retailers. And in order to do that, we have to think about it quality all the way through, whether you own them or not. And accordingly, obviously, you have to be compensated accordingly too. And so we've been working hard to try and bring that back to the people that are having to sell the animals to the next level, at least that they can properly get compensated for doing the right thing, not just the minimum thing. And by that, I mean providing that proper plan of nutrition. When it comes to the differences with the beef on dairy animals or even the Holstein steer, it's interesting to look at it, because we've spent a fair amount of time in that area. And what we found is, and it's been about 6 to 7 years worth of research on thousands of animals, if you provide adequate protein and energy to these babies, the beef on dairy animals will tend to grow more like a beef animal. Dairy animals will tend to get somewhat more like the dairy, obviously, because that's their genetics. But the beef and dairy animals seem like the beef genetics take over, and we haven't seen where we've grown, like, oversized frames, for example, on those beef animals, even if we provide them with adequate nutrition that you would think might get you there. And it's simple. The beef genetics do tend to take over, especially if you've used high quality beef bulls in the crossbreeding program. The awesome part of it is that they, you think about it, they're growing muscle. And so I should say awesome. It's hard to, a lot of people think, well, it's a beef animal. It probably doesn't need as much protein. It's just the opposite. When you're growing muscle, what are you growing? You're growing protein here.
This is Inside Dairy.
The latest weather forecast and Tony St. James with the American Cattle Report and the closing market report, all just ahead. We're going to take a quick break. Then it's back with today's Farm to Fork Report and Daryl Anderson.
Today's ag producers are more focused than ever on the things that truly matter. And so are we. Farm Credit East is committed to evolving alongside Northeast agriculture, meeting the credit and financial needs of Northeast farming, forestry, fishing, and agribusinesses with a people-first perspective. Visit farmcrediteast.com to learn how. Farm Credit East, made in agriculture.
Livestock operators in the eastern U.S. face an invasive tick problem. Up next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Fresh air and sunshine are abundant on most farms and ranches. Farmers need to take care working in the sun, though. Excess exposure can lead to heat stroke and dehydration in the short term and potential skin cancer long term. Protect yourself. Wear sunscreen, loose clothing, and a wide brim hat. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. It's tick season, and there's a relative newcomer on the block, the Asian longhorn tick. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says the pest was first detected in New Jersey in 2017, but may have been around earlier. It's now spread west as far as Oklahoma, where Jonathan Kamek is an OSU extension entomologist.
It's a non-native species, so we don't necessarily have some of the natural control options that would maybe be present in the environment. They also have a strange reproductive strategy in comparison to our native species. They reproduce asexually through a process known as parthenogenesis, so they don't need a male, basically. So the females are able to lay eggs without having to have that added challenge of finding a mate in the environment. So populations of them can get very large very quickly. And we can see in some states where they have established populations of them, hundreds if not thousands of Asian longhorn ticks present on a single animal.
The good news, says Kamek, it's controllable.
What we know is that essentially products that are labeled for tick control are effective against Asian longhorn ticks. So as long as you've got a pyrethroid or some other product that's an acaricide or labeled for managing ticks in general, what we've seen from laboratory studies is that they are effective against Asian longhorn ticks.
Kamek appeared recently on the OSU Extension television program Sunup. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Progressive knows that for business owners, vacations hit different. But hey, at least you finally took a vacation. And look at that. You only answered 53 calls, 84 emails, onboarded one new hire, and covered for Chris while he's out on paternity leave, and you did it all from a kayak. Because you, my friend, know how to relax. All right, you may not know how to take a day off, but you do know both your personal and business auto insurance needs can be covered in one place with Progressive. So at least that's relaxing, right? Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states or situations.
We're getting set to kick off another morning of today's favorites and the legends. But before that, Tony St. James updates the American Cattle News and Closing Market Report. But first, let's check the latest forecast.
Western New York weather.
Brought to you by Marcourt Repair and Equipment Sales in Gainesville. They've got the latest Hunter full truck and trailer alignment machine. Plus, they stock a huge inventory of commercial and ag tires. Stop in or call 493-5174, Marcourt Repair and Equipment Sales. Get up and running. for today. A chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high near 65. Tonight, showers, possibly a thunderstorm, low around 41. Wednesday, showers mainly before 2 p.m. with a high near 48. Currently at the Genesee County Airport, it's 56 degrees.
American Cattle News. The week gets started with higher trade. What's ahead? More after this.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Bob Maurer is with Manduca Trading in Chicago.
You know, basically, it's softened from its highs, as you can see on the charts, if anybody's looking at them. And cash cattle were lower last week, but the broader uptrend has not clearly broken, in my opinion. Structurally, this market is strong, and it's built on tight supplies, which sound like a broken record with that. Firm box beef, relatively firm. Lower year-over-year slaughter. And uncertainty, renewed uncertainty around the Mexican feeder imports. Working against that a bit, and again, I'm going to sound like a bit like a broken record here, is the heavy cattle weights, but the economics are such that I don't think that's going to go away, and the market's been able to absorb that heavier weights as it is. Relatively poor packer margins, that could be an impact that we'll need to keep an eye on. You got the large fund length, and worsening drought could increase cow slaughter. So we're starting to see some indications of some herd building. But, you know, the drought that has developed and propelled wheat, like we've seen, might actually work against that. We'll see how that plays out. In terms of hogs, cash index and pork cutout are improving. The demand appears to be keeping up with the larger production. And around the corner, similar for cattle, you've got seasonal grilling demand. Working against that a bit. Futures failed to hold the upside momentum. We'll see if there's any kind of weakness that continues to develop there. Cash hogs are called lower to start this week. We'll see if that plays out. And then production is still running above last year. So I think those are the major impacts that traders are looking at. Again, nice solid start to the week. We'll see if it can continue.
That's Bob Maurer, Manduca Trading, Chicago. American Cattle News.
So there's skim milk, aka fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course, it is wonderful we have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids, I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier, the guys and gals with the cows.
Looking for new tires? Now's the time to save at Sedam Tire in Perry. 100 years and still rolling strong. Now through May 31st, buy a set of 4 eligible tires and you can take advantage of great savings. Get $80 back on Bridgestone tires with a Bridgestone prepaid MasterCard, or up to $70 back on Firestone tires with a Firestone prepaid MasterCard. 2 trusted brands, 2 great offers, 1 place to save. Visit Sedam Tire in Perry today or book and shop online to find the right tires for your vehicle. Restrictions apply. See Sedam Tire, Bridgestone Rewards, or FirestoneRewards.com for details. Offers valid through May 31st.
Here's a look at how your markets wrapped up on Monday. Corn futures higher, July up 5.5 at 485.75. September up 6 at 490.5. December up 5.75 at 504.5. July beans up 19.5 to 1222.75. August up 18.75. at 1216 and November up 14 to 1196 and three quarters. In Chicago, July wheat was up 3 1/4 at 641, September up 4 at 656 and a half. In Minneapolis, the spring wheat, July was down 5 at 699 and September off 4 1/2 at 717 1/4. July hard red winter was unchanged at 694 1/2 and September unchanged at 706 1/2. Cotton futures ended lower. July down 127 at 82.92. December was down 88 to 83.68 and March down 70 to 84.56. Back in Chicago, June live cattle down 125 to 251.75. August was off 165, 246.17 1/2. And October down $2 at 240.45. May feeders were down 480 to 366.60, and August was down 557 1/2 to 366.60. September down 590 to 364.80. May lean hogs off $1.20 at 91.62 1/2. June dropped 152 1/2 at 99.75, and July off 155 to 101.82 1/2. In the Class 3 milk, May down 14 cents to 16.94, June down 11 to 17.21. May West Texas or June West Texas Intermediate crude up 4.48 a barrel at 106.42 on Wall Street. The Dow Jones down 554 to 48,950. The NASDAQ was off 45 to 25,068. The S&P down 28 to 7201.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-378-2714. 800-378-2714. 800-378-2714. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish. 800-378-2714.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's Morning Show next on CJ Country.